Russian President Vladimir Putin began a two-day state visit to the Czech Republic on Wednesday, the first official visit to this country by a Russian head of state since President Yeltsin came 13 years ago. Relations between the two countries have not always been warm during the last decade. Moscow did not react positively when the Czech Republic joined NATO in 1999, and during the 1990s, the Czech Republic expressed sympathy for the Chechen cause, another point of annoyance for the Russian Federation. Now, Presidents Vladimir Putin and Václav Klaus are meeting in Prague, and Linda Maštalíř spoke to a couple of experts on relations between the Russian Federation and the Czech Republic.
The state visit of President Vladimir Putin to the Czech Republic was agreed upon a year ago at the memorial gathering in Auschwitz, Poland, to mark the 60th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. Now, as President Putin arrives in Prague, Jiří Pehe, a leading political analyst, gives his opinion on the state of Czech-Russian relations.
The Czech Republic's relations with Russia are quite good at this point. We know that the outstanding debts have been basically paid by now, although was done in a way that that was not entirely clear with the help of a company called Falcon, but in the end it seems that this is settled, and this was the most important issue or outstanding issue in Czech-Russian relations. As far as security concerns, I think that most Czechs do not fear Russia anymore, and I also think that the new government and the current president are not as forceful as the previous government and previous president in pushing some human rights concerns with Russia, especially with regard to Chechnya. So overall, I think that Putin's visit to the Czech Republic will be quite non-controversial, and it will be probably just a recapitulation of where Russia and the Czech Republic stand right now in their mutual relations.
On the Czech political scene, Senator Jaromír Štětina has taken a strong stance in reaction to President Putin's scheduled visit of both houses of parliament. I asked Senator Štětina why he's decided to boycott Putin's visit to the Senate.
I cannot stay under the same roof with a KGB officer who bears the political responsibility for the genocide of Chechen nation and for suppressing freedom of speech and democracy in Russia.
If this is the case, how do you feel about maintaining good diplomatic relations between the Czech Republic and Russia?
I consider maintaining good relations between the Russian Federation and the Czech Republic as a natural thing that is necessary for both sides. In the European sphere, cooperation between states is the norm, and it should be cherished. However, one must tell one's friends the truth. Russia is currently undergoing a difficult and long transformation and needs to reflect foreign opinions. History has shown that shutting itself off from the world has not been of benefit to Russia.
So accordingly, how should Czech politicians react to President Putin's visit?
I think that during President Putin's visit, the sound of critical words should be heard from the Czech side. At the very least, something like what was heard from the German Chancellor Angela Merkel during her visit to Russia in January, when she spoke out about human rights abuses in Chechnya and the new controversial law restricting the activities of foreign human rights organizations in Russia.
Senator Jaromír Štětina there, ending that report by Linda Maštalíř.